This land is mine. God gave this land to me. This brave and ancient land to me. And when the morning sun reveals her hills and plains, then I see a land where children can run free. Walk this land with me, and walk this golden land with me. Though I am just a man, when you are by my side, with the help of God, I know I can. Take my hand and walk this land with me, and walk this golden land with me. Though I am just a man, when you are by my side, with the help of God, I know.
Wow. Yes, this land is ours. And God forbid a Palestinian state. We know, every person listening to this at this very moment knows that God forbid a Palestinian state is ever formed. It will be another Arab terrorist state. It can be nothing else but an Arab terrorist state, whether it's Hamas or the PLO or Hezbollah or the Muslim Brotherhood. All dedicated to the destruction of the Jewish state. We know it, and to talk about a two-state solution is such folly. Of course, the two-state solution is always with the proviso that it will be non-military and that there will be no right of return. And we know those are no starters. We couldn't even stop them in Gaza from bringing in the rockets. Of course, the 10 or 20,000 rockets rained upon Israel from Gaza were completely ignored, just as a 500,000 rockets on Israel from, God forbid, a Palestinian state will be ignored. This land is ours. Remember that. This land is ours. Okay, so it's the end of calendar year 2012. This is show number 181 of December 31st. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt, and you know that each week I try to bring to you the best of a mixture. The first hour is everything but Chazanis, and the second hour is strictly Chazanis. And for those of you who have looked at the index, you are aware that I am so thrilled that I came across a tape of a concert from about 40 years ago with Orla Diamond, and I have decided to play the entire concert. It was about 40 minutes, so those of you who love Orla Diamond as I do will certainly enjoy that. Let's get on to Avrami Roth, and the first selection we'll hear of his is Kamayim.
Thank you. la atza traver bli pachad nahafoch kulanu yachad et haolam letov yoter hadavar hu beyadeinu natchil po mi befnim bo shneinu im neitiv rak et libeinu הטוב יראה על הפנים.
המים הבונים לבונים, כלב עולם לעולם,
כלב אדם לעולם.
המים הבונים לבונים, כלב
וצחוק קבוע זהו כלל מאוד ידוע משתנה מצב הרוח והלב מתחיל לרקוד את הכעס בלי מורה
סרק לך
זה לא נורא ובלבך תהיה אורה תשרה תמיד רק השמחה
המים הפונים נפונים כלב עודו לא עודו כלב עודו לא עודו
כלב אדום לא אדום ידיד יקר אם קצת קשה ערב ראשך עלה תרפה זכור שהעולם יפה הבט סביב על הבריאה עם חיוך לכל אחד תהיה קצת מנץ' תהיה נחמד איש את אחי תמיד יוהר אז בואו ונבחין מיד מיד
המים הפונים נפונים כלב אדום לא אדום כלב אדום לא
Okay, a little different, I must confess. Not the norm, but not so bad. Let's hear one more from Avremi Roth. This is Malachi Hashores.
מלפניכם מלאכי השורס הקדושים והטהורים שתעשו עמי חסד
יהי
אלוהים כישראל ובכל ראשון ובסחנונים
בבקושו ובסחנוני. תעמדו לפני השם, אלוהים כהגי ישראל ובובי. בבקושו ובסחנוני, בבקושו ובסחנוני. להשמיגיגע אס תפילו ובוסי, תפילו ובוסי ואס תחינו ובוסי. להשמיגיגע אס תפילו ובוסי, בבקושו ובסחנו בניגיגע.
אחד ודיבה
was Rami Roth, and that was Malachi Hashores. Well, a little over 40 years ago, Deret, our friend Mindy Werdiger at Mostly Music, came out with an album. It was the Nagina Orchestra and Singers Awaken. Copyright 1971, that's 39, 49, 51, 52 years ago. It depends on when you actually are counting today's date. Okay, let's go to that album. The first selection we'll be hearing is Achas, again from the Awaken album of the Nagina Orchestra.
Hashem.
Achas Sha'alti, that's from the Awaken album of the Gina Orchestra, a little over 40 years ago. Let's hear one more selection from that album, Boruch HaMokom.
Santora liamo Yisrael Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu Baruch Shena Sana Santora Shena Santora liamo Yisrael Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Shana Santora, the Amo Israel, Baruchu.
Baruch HaMakom, Baruchu. Baruch Shana Santora, Shana Santora, the Amo Israel, Baruchu.
From the album Awaken, did that awaken you? Okay, let's go back to... let's see, this is from Golden Oldies of Israel. Yeah. Okay, again, 35, 40 years ago. This is Arik Lavi with Hasela Ha'adom. It's the story of a young couple that go to the... it's a legend about the Red Rocks. I guess they... maybe it's Jordan, who knows. And they... I think they were never heard from again, but anyway, Hasela Ha'adom, Arik Lavi.
Mever laharim vela midbar Omrot agadot yeshno makom She'ish mimenu chay od lo chazar והוא נקרא הסלע האדום. או, הסלע האדום, האדום. שלושה יצאו לדרך עם שקיעה, מנגד להטו הרי אדום. חלום ישן מפה ומימייה, לקחו הם אל הסלע האדום. או, הסלע האדום, האדום. ראשון הלך גשש מרים פניו, מביט בכוכבים שבמרום, אך המראה אשר ראו עיניו היה מראה הסלע האדום. או הסלע האדום, האדום. בוועדי התחנו בין האבנים, אמר חד כמו מוכה חלום, רואה אני פניה לבנים, אנו רעב הסלע האדום. או הסלע האדום, האדום. גל גל השמש על ראשם הלם, והם נושמים אבק מדבר וחום, ולפתע כמו כפה בהם דמם, ראו הם את הסלע האדום. או הסלע האדום, האדום. מתח היריות היה קצר, גנח אחד נפצעתי וידום, אנו רעב בפה מלא עפר, הגענו אל הסלע האדום. או הסלע האדום, האדום. מעבר להרים ולמדבר, אומרות האגדות ישנו מקום, שאיש ממנו חי עוד לא חזר, והוא נקרא הסלע האדום. או הסלע האדום, האדום. או הסלע האדום, האדום.
האדום, yeah, the red rock. Okay, well, this will date you. Sam Levinson. Do you know who Sam Levinson was? Well, he was popular in the 50s and the 60s, and he did a couple of classics. Well, one was Coney Island, taking the family to Coney Island, and the other was the Bar Mitzvah, which I'll be playing in a minute or two. But as I was listening to this before Bar Mitzvah, I was thinking of my own Bar Mitzvah, and this certainly placed it in time, if you will. Certainly we're no bands and lavish receptions in the 50s that I recall. I don't remember going to a bar mitzvah that had a band and music and dinner and so forth. So let's see. I was thinking of it was bar mitzvah in 1949. That dates me, and it was at Teferet Tzion. It was a little congregation on the corner of Nye Avenue and Clinton Place. Rabbi Glotzer was there, and then succeeded by Rabbi David Singer, who I know eventually came to Borough Park. He was wonderful in those days. I know he was a great rabbi. And after the bar mitzvah, after my bar mitzvah, we walked around the corner, Wolcott Terrace, and invited people, neighbors, friends, and we had some herring and bagels and lox and some, I guess we had some tuna fish and egg salad, and that was it. That's what we did in those days. And presents? I mean, what did we know about presents? Well, let's hear Sam Levinson talk about that situation, okay? He was great. Sam Levinson.
My father saw me growing up as a typical American Jewish kid. He looked at me with pride and said, "Das Vox a Bom." Why was I a bomb? I was a bomb because I didn't go to Cheder as my father wanted me to. You know the typical American scene. The boy goes to school until 3 o'clock. When he comes home, he has to have 2 bottles of milk and 16 pieces of bread and butter with jelly because he has to be stronger than his mother and his father together. Downstairs is waiting for him the football team with the hat. The violin teacher is here, Mr. Schmierczyk. Everybody's fighting over his body, mit der Reister Mafsticker. And he also has to go to Cheder. Villainy. He doesn't want to go. Who is stopping him? His mother, Kulila. His father, Kulila. No, it's the sunshine. Standard argument. If he goes to Cheder, when will he get the sunshine? If they could only get a vitamin D rabbi. So the boychik doesn't want to go to Cheder. That doesn't mean that he doesn't go. He goes. He goes only to torture the Rebbe. He doesn't like the Rebbe, and the Rebbe doesn't have too much naches finesse. The Rebbe throws at him dirty looks, and he throws back spitballs. At the drop of a hat, the Rebbe would say Kaddish for him. This goes on for 7 years, and all the bookies are betting who's going to come out alive. And the wonder of it all is this. Stop this boy at any time during the 7-year endurance contest. Open his siddur and say to him, read. Whatever page you turn to, he says, this we didn't have yet. There is one page in the book that he had, so that fell out. But there comes a time, usually about 4 months before the bar mitzvah, he goes into basic training. Now they have no trouble with him. A saint is developing. Every day he goes to cheder, they can't stop him. What happened? A miracle? No, you know what happened. Mama gets hold of him and says to him very mysteriously, Senke, we'll make our party in our big hall with chandeliers. We'll come all the uncles and the tantes, the rich uncle from Boston. You'll get up, you'll make a speech, you'll get presents. You'll get presents. You'll get presents. They hypnotize them. They'll get presents. You'll get presents. All the way to school, they walk after him. You'll get presents. You'll get presents. This little cousin of ours, Mahatamazer Angehakti Kop, made the presents and the presents and the presents. He finally gets up in school to make his speech and announces, today I am a fountain pen.
Okay, we had a little problem there with the sound, but there it is. Okay, now.
Today I am a fountain pen. Does that date you? Today I am a fountain pen. Who knows what a fountain pen is? Every kid has ballpoint pens. Do you remember fountain pens and inkwells? And how the ink used to get all over your hands and your clothes? And if you forgot to put the top on right? And you know, today, the only time you see a fountain pen is it would be with a high-class attorney or where you have to sign a document, and then they are reluctant to give you their fountain pen because, you know, these fountain pens are very expensive, and if you press too hard and you break the point, it costs $100, $200. So that's what happened with fountain pens. Anyway, for those of you who are preparing your calendars for next year, that's January 2013, the 26th and the 27th. First of all, on the 26th, which is Shabbat Shira, the West Side Institutional Synagogue will be having a choir accompanying Zevi Muller. That should be fun. And then that evening, the evening of the 26th, yours truly will be at Congregation Anshe Shalom in New Rochelle with Rabbi Evan Hoffman, where I'll be presenting my comedy show. You know, for 35 years or so, I've been doing a comedy shtick, playing recordings of all the great comics, Maureen Cohn, Mickey Katz, Betty Walker, and the like. And then Sunday morning, the 27th, I'll be going to the Sons of Israel congregation. That's in Monmouth County. I think it's on the border, more or less, of Manalapan and Marlboro. I've been to that shul three times already, and I've given the same presentation. It's timeless. And for those of you who like a good laugh, and if you're in the Westchester area, you might want to come out to a congregation, Anshe Shalom in New Rochelle, or that's on the 26th in the evening, or 9:30 or so at Sons of Israel in Manalapan, Marlboro area. Okay, Mendy Werdiger came out with an album, Chaverim, and you know that Mendy is the owner of Mostly Music and Adaret, and I'm grateful to him for all the wonderful help that he has given me over the years in supplying me, well, supplying me with some wonderful information and helping me with recordings. So that's Mendy, and one of the resolutions for calendar 2013 is to finally do that interview that I have pretty much planned with Mendy and with his brother David. You know, that's not David, it's Mordechai Ben David, the son of David Werdiger and the brother of Mendy. Got to get that straight. Okay, let's hear Mendy Werdiger with Chaverim.
Oh, yeah.
Mendy Werdiger of Aderet and Mostly Music. Yeah. Wonderful family, very much involved with the music scene, and the father, David Werdiger. Many, many wonderful recordings. It's Salil Bazemer. It's a really fine boys choir. And let's hear Shomer Yisrael. This is Salil Bazemer Boys Choir.
Yeah.
Well, you know my feeling about choirs, and boys' choirs and adult choirs. Nothing like them. Well, you'll hear more about that in the near future, I guess. Yeah, got some things planned. In any event, let's go to Joe Amar. We haven't heard from Joe Amar for quite a while. One of his popular songs, Zinkt Anigun. Coming right up.
Zinkt Anigun, Zinkt Anigun. Such ein Freund, sie ist mir kein Legen. Wenn ihr singt, die Blumen blühen, deine Schaumer fangt und fliehen. Zinkt Anigun, Zinkt Anigun. Zinkt Anigun, Zinkt Anigun. Allein tritt, wirst du bald kriegen. Ein harzig Lied ist find Gott's Winder, mit Gitter springt, mit Tanz wie Kinder. Singt Anigun, singt Anigun. Singt Anigun, singt Anigun. Du siehst doch ein paar Genigen. In jedem Singen tanzen, singen. Singt Anigun, singt. Schöpserlach und Ziegen, a viele mit a schwachen Stimme, kämen machen wie Winter Zimmer, singt Anigun, singt Anigun.
Singen, 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 singen
Zink the Negan, another classic of his coming up, Vili Rushalayim Nircha, Joe Amar, coming right up.
ולירושלים עירך ברחמים תשוב ותשכון בתוכה כאשר, כאשר דיברת לירושלים עירך ברחמים תשוב כאשר, כאשר דיברת
This is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this first hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Stay tuned for an interesting hour of Chazonis. I was able to get my hands on a wonderful, wonderful tape of a concert of about 40 years ago with Arla Diamond. I'm very, very excited. And for those of you who are fans of Arla, as I am, you're sure to enjoy it. And don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. You know that you can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. I'm always interested in your feedback, your comments, and suggestions. And, yeah, I'm going to have to reinstate something that I enjoyed doing so much. It sort of petered out. It was GCL, Guest Chazonis Lover. You know, those of you who want to help program, what happens is I interview you wherever you are in the world. Doesn't matter. I'll call you, and I'll play two of your selections, maybe three, two or three of your favorite cantorial selections, and we'll have a little bit of a schmooze. That's the GCL. I guess it's time to bring that back. So, hope you like the new theme song that I have been playing of Exodus, and wishing you all a best of the calendar 2013. Shalom, everyone.